You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. It's Jason Klass.
And Stephanie Klass.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which
That's
is
right.
Our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Klass. Fansly.com/Stephanie Klass. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And that's
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk, and we have a fun episode planned today because, much to Stephanie's chagrin, we're going to dive into a little bit of her past, because one of the common issues that we come across is people saying, there's no way I could ever be like her.
Right.
Like, how could you possibly end up in this line of work? And
trust me, it's wild.
It is a wild story, and I feel like more people will connect with us after they hear your story.
Let's go.
And now that we're more comfortable kind of telling our story and being like, fuck it, because everybody knows what the hell we do anyways,
right,
we might as well tell like the full, you know, real story about it and find our community. Because that's really what we're finding here, is
right,
the more open we are, the more we tell people, the more our community comes out, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
We got to practice what we preach here. We keep telling people, hey, you're feeling down, you're feeling out, you're feeling like you can't find your community in this. You have to be yourself.
Right.
You can't go act like something else and then wonder why this person isn't following your same mindset.
Signals, like, exactly. You know, you can't have that. So
this is our plea also to find our community and being like, yes. Hey guys, we want to connect. We want to bring everybody together that feels this same way. And I realize that it feels weird to have community, especially when you're not used to having it.
Right.
You don't know how to interact in community. You know, you don't want to be the person that speaks up. I promise you, this is going to be the most judgment-free community you could ever find. Steph absolutely loves it when people participate. Like, you leave a comment somewhere. She's like, oh, check this out. Hey, it, she puts effort into responding to these things.
I try.
So it's not like, we don't take this for granted, okay? Right. So please, if you're looking for community, we are looking to be part of that community with you, okay?
Right.
We're here. We're accepting you. If you need somebody to vent to, if you're a creator that just doesn't feel like anybody understands you, if you're somebody that wants to look into the lifestyle and you feel like everybody's just looking down on you.
Or you don't know where to start.
All these situations, guys, we are here, we're open, we're awkward, but we're open.
We are awkward.
And we really hope that you do join in on this community. Now, if you didn't catch one of the commercials that we had already in one of our episodes, we are now partnered with SDC,
yeah.
Which is, of all the swinging sites that we've tried, is one of our most successful ones that we've been on. And the reason being, because I can actually like go through and see everything about somebody. Like, you really have the ability to put a full profile. It's not like Tinder or something
where it's limiting it.
Yeah, they're not trying to go for the viral effect on there. They're trying to give me the information that I'm looking for, and they're giving it to me in a way that is easy to find.
Exactly.
So I can, you know, verify location. So from this point forward, Steph and I are essentially going to be filtering all of our play partners through SDC.
Right.
So what we would like you to do, if it's something that you're interested in kind of joining us on
visit
us at awkwardxxx.com and sign up through SDC there. What happens is when you sign up on that link, we actually get a notification and it kind of links our profiles together.
Yeah.
So we can find out, you know, what's going on in the future. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we're going to be planning some awkward events.
Let's hope.
And
be cool.
That is going to be kind of key to how we do this. I hate going on Discord. I hate going on all these other sites, but SDC is a site that I go on just in general, you know, to meet and hang out with people. So I think it's a really good opportunity for us to create community and grow there.
Absolutely.
So awkwardxxx.com. Now, they also booked you and I for a bit of an awkward live stream. Now, I'm not sure they realize how awkward it's going to fucking be.
Well, we talked to, you know.
We did. We talked to her, and
I'm sure
she understands that. Yes. So our first live stream that we're going to have on SDC, and we hope you all will join us.
Yeah.
It is free to join and listen in, is on January 29th, 2025 at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
Yep.
So join us in, and it's going to be how to embrace awkward in the lifestyle. And if you are a regular listener, you know that we're fucking experts on embracing awkward in the lifestyle. So make sure you drop in. We're going to share some of our stories, maybe some that you've heard before, but you know, we've always got new insights and all that kind of stuff because Lord knows I can never tell the story the same way twice.
Right.
But hopefully you will join us and be enlightened by the awkwardness that is the lifestyle. You know, it's not all the, it's not all masks, I would say, you know, the masquerade. It's not all,
smooth sailing,
you know, it can be weird. It can feel uncomfortable, but
there's a lot of uncomfortable.
You need to know where to go and where, how to navigate it. And that's what we want to be able to preach to people, is it's weird. It's awkward. Awkward is okay.
Right.
So we got a really cool package in the other day.
It was pretty cool.
And we've been getting a lot of cool stuff. So thank you to everybody in general that is trusting our opinions on their products.
Yeah.
But this one blew me away because I'm not sure. I just wasn't expecting it. Like, when you look at the company,
you look at it, and it's like they have like three products, and you're like, okay, well, I'm. You know, just nothing excited. It was like a blanket, some massage, whatever, and then some washcloths or whatever. I was like, whatever. But I started looking into it, and like a little bit of their brand kind of matched up with what we were doing and stuff. And I'm getting really good at not judging a book by its cover.
Right.
And trying to be open about things. And of course, when I dive in, I'm like, oh, well, obviously I'm the only person that thinks, you know, three products is an issue because they've got thousands of followers. Like, they have no issues as far as like their social media presence. So like, fuck my opinion there. But my opinion does count on the quality of this stuff. Yes. And I think you'll agree too. So Common Confidential is the company that we're talking about. And make sure you use the code AwkwardPillowTalk to get that discount on these items. But holy shit.
It's wild.
I get it. I get why they only offer three things, because they're three super high quality. Yeah. And maybe they have more than three things, but three things from what I've seen.
Right.
Holy shit, though. Like, this is the blanket that we're sitting on right now.
Yeah.
Is their, like, version of a splash mat. And from the second we took it out, it was like, whoa. Oh my God. We both rolled around on it. We took our clothes off and just rolled around on it. We're like, oh my God, this feels amazing.
Right.
And then on top of that, they sent us this right here, which is like a massage butter. And you can see we just use a little bit, but it's also a loop. So like, it's penetration safe. So we basically... And it's
like moisturizing too.
It's moisturizing too. So we basically... I slathered some on her. I slathered some on me. And we just kind of like went at it until parts kind of connected, you know, as they do.
We linked up.
Yeah. We also took some chocolate beforehand.
Yes. Yes.
So like that added to the experience. So
yeah.
And I will say the silliest part of the entire Common Confidential package, but possibly my most favorite part.
Yes.
Are these washcloths? They're the little love rags, right?
Love rags.
They're so soft.
They're very soft.
And it's like, you just keep them next to you, and when you're done, you...
What is it they say on the box?
Where do I have the box out? It's over there. Oh. Basically, it's like, throw it between your legs and cuddle instead of having to do the awkward walk back to the bathroom.
Yep. Perfect.
But no, these really are like, we have washcloths. Like, we buy them in bulk because let's be honest.
Right.
We come often. I'd rather come on these.
Yeah. Let's make a mess on those, huh?
Make a mess on these. Make a mess on Common Confidential for real. Like, make a mess on them, y'all. That should be their slogan. Like, make a mess on us.
Okay.
If they're not, like, free marketing advice, y'all.
Okay.
Anyways, we did discuss, though, that, like, if you go over to somebody's house and you see confidential written on a washcloth, maybe don't use that one to wash your face.
Right.
But that's just a little extra life advice. So let's dive in a little bit on your journey here.
Yeah.
So TikTok's been real interesting to us lately. Mm-hmm. We've kind of gone off on this little bit of a viral stint. I don't know.
I guess.
We've gotten millions of views in the past few days.
It's wild.
So really interesting. We're part of this, you know, TikTok agency thing now for live creators. I don't really know what it means, but they asked us if we want to be part of it. I'm like, yeah, sure. We're all down to learn.
Right.
All kinds of things. This
could only help.
Yeah. And I will say that this stuff would not have been anywhere near possible a year ago.
Right.
There's no way in hell you would have agreed to doing TikTok lives.
Yeah.
Or going on SDC to do a live.
Really, any of it.
You would have been like, it has to all be planned out, and you would have been so miserable leading up to those things. Yes. That it would have just made it
not fun,
unbearable.
Right.
So you've come such a far way, a long way, whatever you want to say, in just mentality. I mean, and we've been doing this. We're saying now we're going on 5 years for this.
For content
creation. And really, just within the past year, has it been that you fully accepted that, like, you enjoy it. I don't think it's not that you didn't enjoy it before, but like you're embracing it and just saying, fuck it. Like, I don't want to do anything else other than this.
Right.
Like, I shouldn't have to just because society
says, you know,
says it's faux pas.
Right.
Which continually it is telling us it's faux pas.
Right.
But anyways, I just wanted to back it up and let's like fully tell people, like, where'd you come from? Like, what was it like for Steph growing up? Like, obviously you had a hypersexual situation growing up, you know, you were abused a bunch. No, just totally normal.
Totally normal.
No past trauma.
Nope.
Grew up in, your family must have been like dirt poor.
No.
You know, struggled. No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
No. So what, how could you possibly turn into a life of deviance like this?
Just kind of happened.
All right, well, like, tell us.
I mean, I don't know. I grew up like, you know, like a regular person, but like we didn't talk about sex. Like it was very hush hush, like when it comes to that kind of stuff. And so like I was very naive with like all of it and very uneducated in, I don't know. It just like, it was just not something that mattered, if that makes any sense. Like it was just like, oh, that's just something you do and that's it, like done, you know, wham bam, thank you ma'am, and that's it. So I don't know, it just kind of like,
I mean, what were your thoughts on it? Obviously you were not a virgin when we met,
right?
So like what were your thoughts on it prior to losing your virginity? Was it a big deal for you to lose your virginity?
It was a huge deal. It was huge. And I waited for a long time, and then finally the boyfriend at the time was like, look, I'm going to college. Like, and I was like, all right, fine. And I mean, part of me is like, yeah, I wish I wasn't like not pressured into it at that time, but like, it was like, okay, I'm leaving. Like
now or never.
Right. And I was like, okay, like I get it. And so, and we'd been together for a year and a half or so. So it was like maybe a little longer, but
only took me 4 days.
Right. But like, you know, it was one of those things where like afterwards it was like, oh, it's not a big deal. And it was like, okay, like whatever. So, I don't know.
And then, I mean, after that it was him and then it basically turned into me. So you had like
two people.
Yeah. And I don't know, obviously, like his mentality on it, but I imagine I am a bit more extreme on that side of things.
Yeah, I would say so.
So it was probably a bit of a shock because like you didn't know what an orgasm was,
right,
when we met. Because I remember that was one thing. I've always just been very in tune with women. I want to make sure that you're comfortable,
right,
all that kind of stuff. And I've never just been like, ooh, I'm just getting it for myself. Like,
right,
for me, it's, I want to make sure that you're enjoying it just as much because I can go fucking come later if I need to,
right,
you know what I mean? But it's the enjoyment of my partner and stuff. So I was with you. I was like, so have you ever had an orgasm? Like, what can I do to make it come? And you're like,
I have no idea.
I don't know. I was like, what do you mean you don't know if you've come before? You're like, I don't know. I was like, I'm fairly positive you would know. There's like, kind of feels like a big release or something. I don't think I have.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure that never
like,
happened.
Interesting. And I remember trying to use my finger or something, and you were like, that's too sensitive. And I was like, fuck. All right. So I remember going back to the drawing board and being like, all right, I'm going to go get her a vibrator.
Yeah.
I remember the next time we started kind of fooling around, I pulled it out. I was like, look. And I knew it was going to be a sensitive subject. And I was like, look, check this out. And you were like, nope.
You're like, not happening.
I was like,
Just look at it,
feel it, touch it to your nose, whatever. And you're like, cool, awesome. I was like, can we just touch it to it for a second? And you're like, yep, okay, touch it to a second. Put it to the side, headphone, whatever.
Yep.
And then I think it was like over the course of like a month.
Yeah, probably.
You finally like tried it and it was long enough to like reach orgasm. And you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't need anything else. I was like, oh, cool, let's try different things now. You figured this orgasm out. Let's try different things. You're like, nope.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let's try this time. Nope, this one works. But let's try, nope, this one works. This is fine. And you had a set way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way you were breaking out of that routine or else it just wasn't going to happen.
Still, I'm a little bit like that.
You are getting better at it, but
I'm
you are still
better.
Very much like it. And I'm not saying this to tease you. I'm
no,
saying
I know.
This to paint the picture
right.
For everybody else. I just want to make that clear to you.
I know
you know, but that's where we started. That was.
Yeah. So like, you know, looking back, 12 years ago, it's like, whoa, how did we go from that to this? And like, that's crazy. Like it, I mean, but again, we took everything so slow. So it wasn't like from day one, we were like, okay, this is the life that we're going to choose. It's like, no, this was a journey. This was a slow crawl to where we got comfortable.
We slowly found what holes we were comfortable in, without pun intended.
Okay.
You know, we kind of just found our little nooks, and that's what it is. You know, we know for a fact that we're not comfortable with like sending you out to go do things, or me going out to go do things, because to us, the lifestyle is about us.
The togetherness.
Together.
Right.
So coming from, you know, us, you know, getting you into having an orgasm. And I remember in Tennessee, you know, before we got married, your dad kind of took you to the side and was like, hey, you really need to like put some importance on like sexuality. I know this is like an awkward conversation to have, but like, it's super important. Right. And that's why my marriage has failed. And I remember you came back and told me what he said. And I was like, bro, like, awesome. But like, the best advice that anybody could have possibly given. And I know it's awkward advice.
Oh, of course.
But like, I'm not sure that he understands how much that like probably changed the trajectory of our marriage in general. Was like, it allowed you to understand from somebody other than just me, somebody that you had respect for, that this is something that is important, and it's not something you should just ignore.
Right.
So I think, you know, he definitely gave me the assist there as far as like an open door on you not just immediately shutting it down. Because I think prior to that conversation, it was pretty, it wasn't going to move beyond that. You wouldn't even really go doggy style for a while. It was just like straight missionary.
Yeah.
It was like, you were just, this is how it's going to be.
Right.
So I was fine with it at the time, but you know, I think as you get older and, you know, hormones change and stuff, we're like, okay, let's spice things up a little bit.
Right. Try out something different.
So I would, you know, be like, hey, what do you think about this? And you'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And then we would
talk about it.
We kind of role play it either in the shower, which we love role playing in the shower for some reason.
We just talk a lot in the shower.
Or just laying in bed at night, we'd be like kind of talking about it. And it's not even like while we're masturbating or anything, because it's too distracting for her. She can't do that. We're just talking it out. How would this work? What would your concerns be with that? Like, well, I remember one time we were talking about like one of our first kind of like role play scenarios that we had was like, okay, if we had another dude come over, right?
Right.
And like, I was sitting on one side, he was sitting on the other side, you know, how would you, you know, go for both of them? You were like, oh, well, yeah, of course I would. Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, well, what would happen if he came? And you were like, I wouldn't want to make him come. I would just want to make you come. I was like, well, you just like leave the dude stranded. And so like, that was like kind of like, they seem like silly conversations, but like you kind of find out where your boundary is, right? You say, okay, well, something about like, she didn't mind touching his cock. That was fun.
Right.
But just him orgasming, that was the part that for her was like the red flag of like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Right.
What can we do then to like make that more comfortable? If he was wearing a condom, would that be fine? Or what if he came inside you instead? And you're like, oh yeah, either of those, fine. Like, I just don't want it all over my hand.
Right.
You're like, I don't mind yours all over my hand, but like the other guy's all over my hand or my mouth is like gross.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, those are weird trade-offs that we had that you're suddenly just like, okay, well that's our path forward then.
Right. Like, this is okay, but this isn't. So I guess we'll go in that direction.
And it's, you meet, you know, you kind of meet in the middle on things.
Right.
And I constantly let her know that like at any point we pull the plug on anything.
Right.
We've always had a exit strategy, so to speak.
Right.
Or an initiation strategy, if we can call it that too. Remember we used to do the double squeeze.
Yeah.
Because it was really hard for us to like move on to things when we were in a new situation. So another topic I think that's worth bringing up is how you feel about women and like your attraction to women.
Right.
Like the word bisexual, we don't like almost as much as we don't like the word swinger.
Right.
Because one of our former playmates had described it best, I think. She was like, I like playing with women, but I love my husband. I could never love a woman.
Right.
But I like playing with women. Right. I like having sex with women. And I think that was probably the bit of advice. You know, we always kind of have that one moment that kind of changes your personality right. on something or like your thought process, not personality, but
perspective,
your perspective. And I think that she was kind of the catalyst like, for that.
Okay. I understand that. Cause it was like, I never knew how to like describe it. It was like, I like playing with them, but like, I would never leave you for a woman, or I would never be like, oh no, I'm catching feelings. Like it's
you don't like just playing with you like fucking women.
Well, yes, but like what I'm saying is like I just didn't know how to like ever describe that. And so when she said that, it was like, oh, that just it makes sense. Like, and it's that's like the perfect way to like I'd say describe how I like it.
It was like really from that point forward, it allowed you to open up. And it used to be to where I'd be like, hey, do you want to go eat her out now? And you would like go and, you know, take place.
Right.
Like, because you weren't really sure of how to go. And now when you're in that situation, you kind of naturally move into, you know, yeah. where you want to go. And I love watching you get into your own natural rhythm on it. And just like you going where you want to be. Right. That is the hottest fucking thing ever to me, is just watching you make your own decision of like, this is what I want to do right now.
Right.
And just, oh, I'm getting hard thinking about it right now. Calm down. This is a good time to show off my underwear. This is the real men's underwear. Get it on our TikTok shop. I did already almost get a TikTok ban, so we will not be showing this off on TikTok. This is a simply YouTube show. But go buy them. They're the best fucking underwear ever. I am 185 pounds, 6'2", wearing a size small, package size D.
Do you have to fill that out?
I did when I ordered it.
I didn't know that.
Not my size and stuff. Oh. I just figured that was helpful to give other people.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Helpful.
It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which is our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Class. Fansly.com/Stephanie Class. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with. Because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there We will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX.
So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly,
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.
Question.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho. So back onto the women aspect of things. When we started the journey with, you know, getting into women, I remember asking you, like, would you ever, you know, be with a woman? You're like, no, that just doesn't do it for me. Right. But you always, you were never shy about saying, yeah, that woman's hot or she's pretty,
right,
or whatever. You'd even call it out to me.
Yeah, I would.
So I was like, I'm getting mixed signals here. Like, obviously you appreciate the female form a little bit.
Right.
But you're like, there's that just block. And I know it's religion, obviously. That's the number one block for this type of activity.
Right.
Is religious shame. And for me, it was obviously a fantasy to have two women at once. So, but I wasn't going to be selfish enough to like make you do that if you didn't want to do that.
Right.
But I would be lying to say that it wasn't something that was like a fantasy of mine.
Right.
So like, obviously, I wanted to make sure the opportunity was available to present to you.
Right.
So I remember, like, when we would swing with people, we would make sure that the woman was straight, too, typically. Like, we would make sure that, like...
Or at least they respected.
Or they respected it, and we'd kind of get onto that. We would talk about those boundaries ahead of time, because that was one of the things you were concerned about. Is the woman, no, I'm not going to touch her.
Right.
I was like, yeah, babe, it's all good to go. But then one time during, we had a card game that we used to play.
Okay.
And during the card game, I guess I can use her name because, like, I don't know, I couldn't find her myself, but her name was Ashley. During the card game, it had landed to her to where you were supposed to kiss her.
Okay.
And you were like, okay. And you went for it.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
I don't even remember that.
That's pretty fucking cool. So that was the same night that we did our first full swap. Yep. And I hurt her. I made her bleed because I was bigger than she was expecting, I suppose.
Oops.
And meanwhile, you were like, I actually didn't even know if he was going to be.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And yeah, you do, because remember he was trying to force her to come at the end of the night. She couldn't come.
Oh, that was at the hotel.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was a weird, that was a weird.
Dynamic.
They were really nice.
They were, yeah.
And we were young. And
they were equally young and equally as new, I think.
Yeah. So like,
it was just a,
if they ever find us or anything, like, props to them. It was fun. Like, we have no issues with them.
Right.
But, it was interesting because I feel like that kind of like opened up the door for me to be like, okay, well, do you want to explore this more? And of course the answer is no every time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I know there's another couple. Finally, I was like, look, obviously you kissed this girl. Like, can we like just go for a couple that like has a woman that's like bi curious?
Right.
Or something, you know, like, whatever, fine. And I remember this older couple came over, and I say older, then, I mean, they were probably 40 at the time, but we were 25, so.
Right. Significant difference still.
We had just had our first kid. Or was it our second?
Second.
Just had our second kid. And I remember we were like, they came over and we hung out, and like, the poor people were probably there for like 4 or 5 hours the first time. And they're finally just like, all right, we got to go. And
yeah.
They left and we just like sat there. Just like, it was really awkward. Like, cause we didn't know how to move into the next phase.
Right.
So after that time, I was like, look, sorry, I didn't know how to, like, you know, initiate whatever. And they're like, oh, it's fine. We didn't either. We didn't want to, like, scare you guys off, blah, blah, blah. So, right. like, the next time they came over, they're like, all right, we brought the hoe bag this time.
Yes, I forgot about the hoe bag.
It was the first time we were introduced to the hoe bag.
That was the first time, yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, so we're ready. So I think we basically went right into the bedroom that time.
Right.
Because we were like, we don't want to, like, end up doing this
right
fucking whole thing again. But I remember she was like, are you comfortable with women? You were like, I don't know.
Right.
And she was like, well, do you mind if I take your top off? And you were like, sure. And I'm just sitting there watching you and this beautiful older woman and her slowly taking your top off. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yep.
And she takes it off and then she starts kissing your neck. Mm-hmm. And then she starts sucking on your tits. And you're just kind of giving that, like, the back arch thing. I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I can tell you're, like, excited. And, like, her husband's kind of sitting off to the side. And I think, in retrospect, I think he was probably more cuck.
That's what I was thinking.
And if I was a little more dominant, I probably would have had a great night. You know what I mean? But I didn't know how to handle that situation.
Right.
Right now, if that situation came up, whoo, watch out. Okay. I'm ready for it. But I remember from that point, she was like, can I touch your pussy? And you were like, sure. And I was like fucking losing it at that point. Have you ever been so horny that your feet just get cold? Like,
no, I think I usually just end up with a headache, but...
That's your horny sign is the headache?
I don't know.
I remember very strongly, even when I was younger, like the first time I'd come across like a real porn, it was like all, it felt like the blood left my legs and went straight to my cock, I'm sure.
I'm sure but, it did.
That's exactly what happened in that moment, is when she touched your pussy. And I was just like, whoa. I thought this only happened in pornos. You know what I mean? And I'm just sitting back just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you looked like you were enjoying it. You were not reciprocating, which she had told you was fine. She was like, I'll just touch you. You'll just see if you like it.
Right.
And you're like, yeah. Okay. And she kept asking, is this okay? And he kept on being like, yeah. She was like, you like this? And you're like, yeah. So then she pulled out a dildo that she had. Right. And she was like, can I fuck you with this? And it was like a little vibrate thing on it. And you're like, yeah. So then you laid back and I watched her fuck you with the dildo. And right now, still to this day, one of the best moments of my life.
Okay.
What was funny is even after enjoying that, I feel like you felt guilt. Maybe not funny, maybe more sad. Because it wasn't like you were like, oh, I enjoyed that. Let's go find more.
Right.
It was, I enjoyed that. Not sure if I'll do it again.
Or I'm not sure if I should have.
Yes.
Right.
So it took us a while still, even after that. Because you weren't like, do not put me as bi-curious on swinger profiles.
I
certainly
still,
don't put me as bisexual. But we do put you as bisexual because 100% that is...
Yes, yeah.
That is what it is. But before, the stigma just used to be there. So I feel like maybe this is an important story for some women that are like, you know, I like the idea of it, but I don't want people to... I don't want to be part of that LGBTQ, you know, like that's not part of me.
I mean, nothing that is, you know, anything against it.
I have no problem with it at all. But some people, that is the, look, labels create blocks, right?
Whether it's mental or
physical. You don't have to have the fucking label. If you're not creating the content, nobody needs to put a fucking label on you.
Right.
It can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. That's what I'm getting at here.
Right.
So you don't have to be considered gay or bisexual to have sex with a woman, if you were a woman.
Right.
Same thing goes for a dude. But not for me. But if other dudes, go for it. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what
it is. What
the label is only what you make it. Make it
100%. So with us moving on to that, from that experience, I think we had a few brushes, but nothing that was like...
Groundbreaking.
I think kind of having your friend be part of that as the next step was probably helpful because you're able to realize, hey, there's other people that... you know, or in my life that think the same way too.
Right.
And then we met our friend that kind of gave you that little bit of advice about, you know, just because you like having sex with women doesn't mean you have to love women.
Right.
And from there, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
I'd say so.
You definitely enjoy the company of a woman, especially when I'm involved.
Right.
I mean, my favorite thing I think that you've done is when I'm fucking you and then you're eating her out at the same time. You're getting both best of both worlds, you know, a little double taste there.
Yeah.
Fucking fantastic. Fully recommend to everybody if you get the opportunity. Anyways, the point of this, guys, is not to be like, hey, check out all the cool sex Jason's had, because there has been a lot.
But also, it's not like, okay, you came from here. It does not mean you have to stay down that path. If you would like to go down a different path, explore it. You just never know what you might like.
At any juncture through that, Steph could have been like, this isn't for me, and she could have stopped, and that could have been the end of the road.
Right.
And that should be the same for everybody. Everybody should have the ability to explore.
Or to turn around.
Exactly.
And walk away.
That's kind of the preach here, right? Is if you're in a comfortable, safe relationship, being able to try something that you are curious about but not sure of,
right,
should be a safe thing for you to do.
Yep.
Now, obviously the final part of your transformation here, I think, is us getting into content.
Yeah.
You know, we had that photo shoot in Mexico.
Yep.
And then from there, it kind of snowballed. And
boy,
once you learned how to take compliments and really enjoy compliments from people, but you like it. When people are like, oh my God.
Like, take it still. Like,
somebody emailed you this morning. You're like, your box is perfect. I could just like, you just lit up. You're like, oh.
I was like, okay.
But you are totally flattered still by that kind of stuff. And that is part of what continues to put it out there, because that's what you like. You like showing off. You
right.
like getting the feedback from it.
Yeah, I mean, and I tell a lot of the guys, be like, let me know what you think of this. And some of them do. And some of them...
Lots of them don't.
A lot of them don't. So, like, guys.
But we love interactive things that we can do with our community like that. And, you know, where, okay, you guys have an idea, throw it at us, let's try it, you know what I mean?
Right. Let us be scenarios. The weird ones that, not weird ones, but like, let's try those weird things that, like, someone was like, this has always been a pipe dream, but I've never been able to actually do it. We'll try it.
Yep.
Like, you know,
as long as it's within our boundaries,
right?
I mean, and even then,
yeah, for the most part,
even then we'll look at it and probably reassess the situation.
Yeah, we'll weigh the options.
Boundaries are, you know, few and far between at this point,
right?
But I think everybody should have the chance to, you know, at least go down this road. It's left communication for us in our relationship is just amazing, because when you've done this kind of stuff with your partner, what could possibly embarrass you? Like,
right.
what could I tell you at this point that would change anything? We've been through so much together. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just everything that we've done, it has enhanced every bit of our marriage.
Absolutely.
And everybody that's like, oh, this obviously means you don't love each other, or you obviously need things from the outside. No.
No.
We literally fuck each other 3 times a day still.
If not more.
And like last night, we were like, should we film this? We're like, I just don't want to fuck. Like,
right.
I don't want to have to film and go to put, let's just get primal. Oh, can I show him my new favorite move real quick? Come on.
Oh my gosh.
Look at this, guys. Come here.
We're going to get flagged.
I'm going to get flagged. But we're wearing clothes. I'm wearing clothes. So look, new favorite move. And you got to have the purple mattress for it, right? We go like this, right? And then I go up like this. And then you got a bouncer. Like that. Boom. She wants it right now. We got to go, guys. Thanks for watching the podcast. Thanks for listening. If you're listening, you should watch it. Go find it on YouTube. I'm going to cover that so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
And make sure you come and find us on
SDC.
SDC at awkwardxxx.com. And maybe I'll show you this move in person.
Bye, guys.
See you later. It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which
That's
is
right.
our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And
okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass, Fansly.com/StephanieClass, or VirginitySnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly,
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.